Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teague, now we're joined by Chris Gronkowski. Yep, that Gronkowski, former NFL fullback and brother of Rob. What's up, Chris? How are you today, man? What's going on?
What's up?
I'm going to tell it's going to be fun. What's going on, dude?
I'm telling you, man.
Man, it's Monday.
It is.
Not working.
It's post-Sunday Monday, right? How often do you talk to your brother?
Not much during the season.
Yeah.
But I let him be. I know his phone's lighting up all day, so he's actually to the point where he doesn't even take phone calls anymore, and his phone broke, and he decided not to fix it.
What?
So,
So he's in it. Well, your whole family is interesting. You look at your great grandfather. I'm just looking at your Wikipedia page. It has all these things about you and your family, and the quirks, I guess, is the best way to put it. Where do those come from? And are they fostered in your family? I guess is really the question I want to ask.
So which quirks, man? What are you talking about here?
Your brother is – I mean, you own an ice shaker company. You know what I mean? It's like you do these crazy things. Your brother's dancing. Your dad, your grandfather was on the cycling team, U.S. Olympic cycling team, by the way. I mean, there's just all these weird things that happen in the Gronkowski family. Where does that all come from?
Man, we're always just working hard, thinking of new ideas, and just trying to have fun, man, live life to the fullest.
I love it. You know, not enough people do that.
Yeah,
and,
agreed.
You know, it's easy to say that, by the way, Chris, when you've had success here. But this is staples, and these are virtues that have been passed on. You know, when you guys were 6, 7 years old, I mean, it was about hard work and rolling up your sleeves, and you guys be probably beating the crap out of each other, jumping off sofas, doing Jimmy Snookers, and I could just imagine. What was it? Just take us into the 1980s, late 80s. Like, what was it like, man?
That was exactly what you just described. That's exactly how it was. So I love telling this because we literally had nothing in our house besides a couch in our family room because everything else was ruined and broken.
It.
And it was just all-out brawls all day, every day. I mean, the day didn't end until we had a fight, and it was over anything. If you won, you got in a fight. If you lost, you got in a fight. I mean, it was just all-out. It was mayhem.
Yeah.
I don't know what my parents were thinking, wanting to have more kids after just the first three.
Well, by the way, Chris, you know, don't think this is the wrong way, but maybe they didn't want to have more kids after three.
I think my mom kept going for the girl, and wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I hear you. Chris Gronkowski is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I know you watched the game last night.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
We've seen – I've said – one thing I've said about the Pats, and I know that you probably agree with this, September is generally a laboratory for experiment. Any time with Belichick, any time we get too wrapped up in one September loss or two September defeats, we're usually proven to be wrong because they always find a way to win the 12 or 13 games and maybe sometimes win championships. Last night looked a little different. It felt a little different. All the relationship – issues that are thrown out there, written about. It just feels like this year feels different. Is it different?
Man, that's the same thing they said a couple years ago.
I hear you. Go ahead.
The Chiefs, and I was at the game, actually, and it felt the same to me. I was in Kansas City, went to the game. They got blown out, and it felt – I know Brady was saying the talent wasn't there, and kind of felt the same way. Everyone was saying he was done, and they bounced back, and they're going to win. They're going to figure it out, and they're already bringing in players. They're going to get Edelman back, and they're going to be a top-caliber team in a couple weeks, just like they always are.
Yeah, no, it always seems that they find a way, and I think that's a testament to their coaching staff. I mean, obviously, Bill Belichick, but everyone. Matt Patricia's not there anymore, but when he was there, he would get these guys straight. Offensive coordinator would get everything in order, and Tom Brady would get it in order. What does your brother say about Tom as that leader? Because we make assumptions about who we think he is, but who is he really, especially in that locker room?
And he's Rob doesn't talk much about him. My younger brother was actually there as well for their last Super Bowl run. And, I mean, he says it's incredible. He tells me, you know, he was shocked when he first got there that Brady would be so excited to go to a walkthrough.
And then, jeez.
And it's like, you got to be kidding me. But day in, day out, every day, he's excited to be on the field, which is just insane. And it's not fake. I mean, it's the real deal. He really wants to be there. He's super excited to be on that field. And, I mean, that competitive nature, you can't teach that. I mean, that's crazy. But especially that deep into a career, I mean, just playing myself for 4 years, it's hard, man. It's hard to wake up every day and take those hits and really just get screamed at and yelled at and be under the microscope. And for him to go out there every day with that passion, it's incredible. He's an incredible leader.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, he's amazing. He's one of the all-time icons of all the sport here. We're talking to Chris Gronkowski. It's funny, you talk about being yelled at and being screamed at, and that's the life of a football player. I know it's changed a little bit. The modern athlete is wired a little differently. But the thing that I guess if I could get like one, if I could inject Tom or even your brother with truth serum and get the answer to one question, I think this would be the question.
Oh, sir,
I mean this. And there's a million questions that I would really want answered. But I think if I was your brother or if I was Tom, it would bother me that my head coach repeatedly fails to give me any sort of public praise. Hmm. Not that I'm begging for it, not that I even need it, but once in a while, show some appreciation for what I do, because if I don't do what I do, you're not winning 5 championships, you know?
Absolutely.
Does that bother you, brother?
I mean, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough love, and I've been in those situations as well with coaches that are old school, and that's how they coach, and the thing is that they win, and so you can't argue it because you're winning games. And at the end of the day, it's a mental grind. It does beat you down, and you know, every once in a while, it would be nice to say, you know, great job. But at the same time, you don't want to get complacent. You don't want a guy to then think he can slack off a little bit. So I understand where they're coming from, and when you're winning, you're winning. So why change your ways?
I hear you, Chris. Does everybody call you Gronk, or is that only your brother?
That's only my brother. When they first started, I would have friends saying, hey, how's Gronk doing? I'm like, you talking about Rob? And
now there's a bunch of us
to
now.
The point now where I'm just starting to say it myself.
I hear you. All right, well, I asked that because you and your brother Glenn have a Gronk Cask podcast that's on GetMoreSports.com. What do you guys talk about?
Everything. A lot of stories growing up, just how we were raised, childhood, party stories. We had Mojo Rawley on last week, who was a WWE superstar now. I played with him in college. We kind of went through the journey with him becoming this WWE wrestler. And so it's just cool to hear him tell his story, even though we lived it with him.
Yeah.
Bring him on. And he's really one of our hype men. He's at all our parties. And yeah, just really behind the scenes NFL talk.
You have your own hype man?
Oh, he's eight. Yeah, he is the number one hype man. If you haven't seen his videos yet or hung out with him.
I haven't. I got to go find these.
Yeah, you'll know in the first 5 minutes that you meet him that he's the hype man.
Chris, let me ask you this. Taking the Pats out of it, obviously you played 3 years in the NFL. If you could, what team do you view as the most interesting team right now? And interesting, you could take that a couple of different directions. But if you had to sit down and watch one team, who do you enjoy watching and why? What would that team be?
Man, I've been locked into the Browns, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
The storylines behind them. I didn't watch Hard Knocks or anything like that.
It was good this year, Chris. It was really good.
Yeah, I completely missed that. So I wasn't just joining because of that hype. I thought they were going to be overhyped because of the show, actually. A lot of times, teams come off of Hard Knocks and they get all this praise because they make them look good, and they come out and you know they don't play that great. But we followed Baker Mayfield in the preseason. He came out, he looked amazing. He came into that game, and you know, when we saw him come into that game, we were jumping all over those second half lines, actually. And, it was impressive what he did in quick release. And so really, I think they've been the most exciting team to watch this year.
Yeah, right. And then Hard Knocks made them even more so because you got to dig into the personalities of some of the coaches and the dynamics between the coaches, et cetera. We only have about a less than a minute here, Chris, but we have to ask you, Rob kind of talked about retiring. How much longer do you think he has left to play this game?
Man, it's hard to tell. If he stays healthy, has a great year, he's having fun, I mean, he's going to keep on playing.
Yeah.
He's in his prime. It's so hard to walk away when you're feeling that good and you're playing that well. So I can't see him leaving when he's in his prime. It's just too much to give up. It's too much pride. Even when you know you're better than everyone else on the field, it's so hard to just walk away from the game. So I think he's going to be in his prime for at least 3 or 4 more years. So we'll see what happens. If he's not enjoying it anymore, if he's not mentally there anymore, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough game. And I know just after 4 seasons, it was a beatdown. And I could see why guys walk away from the game.
No, it definitely does. Maybe you guys as a family will get an offer from the WWE.
Gronkowski.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can see it.
Seriously, I'm not joking either.
Would you want to be a heel or a babyface?
Man, we'd have to be the heels, come out and just whoop some people and get out of there. But that's WWE's just as hard. I mean, those guys are traveling and they're on the road schedules. To be actually on the tour it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's tough living as well. So I don't expect Rob to ever end up there, but I think he might do a couple appearances like he did. With Mojo, actually, and that one pay-per-view. But there's no way that he could ever go from the NFL to being on tour with the WWE. There's no chance it's happening.
No, Chris, by the way, the script is already written, man. What, you don't know this, but the Gronkowskis are actually old descendants of the Putski family, of the old Ivan Putski. So you're all from Poland, so you're like fifth cousins with Ivan Putski. And now, because he's been retired.
See,
and he's been out of the scene for a long time. And now the Gronkowski's come
on the
scene.
Testing
the Polish Hammer.
Now you're testing Chris's knowledge of WWF, man. I don't even know them.
You've heard of Ivan Putski, right, Chris?
I feel like I have, but I couldn't tell you who he was.
Here's what he was. He was a jacked, crazy Polish guy who for the most part, was a baby face, if not entirely. Well-loved by the fans. Came up when you think about the immigrants who hit, whether it's the Polish or the Irish or the Jewish, coming in the 50s in New York. He was actually a well-loved wrestler. I think it could be a good storyline for you. I'll send it over to McMahon, see if he bites, all right?
I like it. I like it.
All right, Chris, thanks for coming on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.